Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hey, dudes.
What's up?
What's up?
Happy download day.
Yeah, that makes it broad enough.
Yeah, every day's download day. Right. Let's put it that way. Thanks for downloading the podcast,
yeah.
AKA the catch-up.
Yeah, that's what we like to call it. Good to have you with us. We had a fun show today.
Yeah, we stitch up one of your friends amazingly.
Yeah, you're probably, if you're listening to this, you probably are one of my school friends who I've told to listen to this because you know my friend Shannon and you know that we're about to stitch her up.
Yeah, or if you are listening to this, you're also most likely a family member of mine because we get my dad on the show as well.
There you go. God, this is going to be our most downloaded catch-up ever.
All your friends and all my family.
So pretty much no one who lives in the town that we're actually broadcasting to.
If you are from the Goulburn Valley, though, g'day.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much for getting around us. What else do we talk about in this? We all know I'm a psychic. That's obvious.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. So I see, we know, compare my psychic abilities to a caller from Benalla's psychic abilities, see who's better. And yeah, that's about it.
Cool.
Is it? Yeah.
Cool and cute.
Yeah, cool and cute. That's what they call us, the Josiah and Ellie Show. It's
cool,
our little tagline.
Yeah.
Cool and
I'm
cute.
I'm cool, you're cute. We'll let you decide. Enjoy the catch up.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
We all know I'm a bit of a psychic.
Yeah, you've got like one thing right in your whole life. And
no.
You think you are?
You think that, but you'd be wrong. The one you know about is, of course, me saying this. Grant Denyer will win the Gold Logie. I'm saying that on the 28th of May, 2018. Grant Denyer, it's all yours.
Amazing.
Thank you.
You do have a small talent, but let's just be honest. You had a 1 in 5 shot.
Yeah. But still,
I mean,
I got it right.
20%, a stab in the dark. Good show. He's probably the odds-on favourite to win.
Nah, I nailed it. I nailed it 100%. It was early in the year. I also said that the Melbourne Demons are going to make the top 8 this year in the AFL. They had a very strong start to the season. Let's see where they're tracking now. I reckon I still reckon they're going to do it. I'm going to back my prediction up.
I mean,
they're in sixth at the moment.
I mean, there's 16 teams.
No, there's not. There's 18.
18 teams, same.
Yeah, that's a big. The Demons haven't made the finals since 2006, buddy.
Yeah,
it's a huge prediction.
You can kind of see who they're recruiting and see the coaches and get a vibe for that sort of stuff.
Right. Okay. Well, whatever. You don't believe me.
Well, I'd like you to say something like, the Queen's going to die in October. October 23, the Queen will die. Sorry, that's a bit morbid. But you know what I'm saying. And if that happens on that day, I'll be like, whoa, Ellie, that's crazy.
Do you know what? I'm going to save the audio of you saying that because if it does happen, then
imagine.
You've got the gift as
October
well.
October 23, that's my girlfriend's birthday. I don't know why I said that day. I need that day to be a happy day.
That is very sad for your girlfriend. But Ben Affleck, he shares my gift. He's come out, oh no, sorry, an interview with him in 2003 has been released or found. And in it, he's banging on about how in the future we're going to have on-demand streaming services where you pay an annual subscription fee and then that way you can have a selection of movies
well,
and
like
TV
Fox,
shows
yeah.
at your – no, like Netflix. He's predicted Netflix and Stan and all these things.
He was probably just an investor. He probably got given a heads up and they said, hey, do you mind chucking in a couple of mil and we'll give you 2% share in Netflix. It's going to happen in the future. It's going to be big.
No, Netflix only happened in 2007. He predicted this in 2003.
Come on, Ellie.
Hey, I'm just from one wizard to another.
Let's just say the Queen's going to die on October 23. Let's get specific. I mean, I'm not being a skeptic. I'm not trying to be too negative, but these are all things that are kind of like writing on the wall.
No, they're not.
Okay,
what about this?
All right.
I had a prediction in 2004, the week leading up to Christmas, I had two dreams, right? In one of them, I was in Thailand and I...
In a cave?
I was. No, I was not in a cave. Worse. This is more serious. I was on the beach and a massive wave came and passed me. It was like a block of wave. Passed me, went through, hit a mountain behind, and what came back with the water was a baby and a dog.
What?
I was like, that's a weird dream. So vivid, got up, told everyone about it. The next night, had a dream that I was in the water in like raging ocean seas with massive swells and I was being tossed around and it was really stressful. 2 days later, the Boxing Day tsunami happened.
Oof. That's crazy, but you weren't there.
No, but I predicted it.
That's not bad. I'll give you that one.
What scares me about that and how accurate my predictions are is that last night I had a dream that I was pregnant.
Oh, don't do that to me. If you were pregnant, I'm on my own for what, not, however long you want to be.
That's what the whole dream was about, right? I was like, you know, if I have this child, do I keep living in Shep and keep working, or do I just give up my job and move back to Perth?
You're not going anywhere.
Oh, it was so heavy.
What are the chances?
Dream. Yeah, that I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Pretty slim. We're fine. It's all good. Don't worry.
Don't want to know.
Anyway.
Let me tell you, the chances are zero.
13, 12, 16, let's just brush right past that. We did put the call out for accurate predictions. Have you accurately predicted something? Andy from Benalla giving us a call. Are you a bit of a whiz at predictions, buddy?
Oh, I'm pretty much psychic.
Oi, all right. What have you predicted? See if you can beat mine.
I predicted, I'm going to keep the names off the radio, wouldn't want to get people upset, of course, but I did predict that a marriage would fail, and it did.
Oh, I'm sorry about the divorce, Andy.
Yeah, was it your own, or?
No, not mine. That's not fair, is it?
Oh, okay. So how early on did you make this prediction, before the wedding, or what?
Yes. I happened to be talking to my wife. Around the time that the people got engaged, and when we heard the news, I kind of cringed and went, yeah, that's not going to last more than 2 years.
Oh, how long did it last in the end?
1 month, less than 2 years.
Wow, so very close.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is this like a common thing you do? Do you predict anything else, Andy, or is it just marriages?
Oh, no, I predict lots of things. I'm seeing fame and fortune for you, Ellie.
Way! Andy, I love this.
Andy, are you a fortune cookie?
No, I'm just a cookie, mate.
I'd love a cookie right now.
Well, can we just go, sorry, just go back to me note. Being famous and fortunate? Like, let's forget about cookies.
Yeah, sure. I'm seeing Josiah going back into landscaping, actually.
Oh.
My probation's up
no,
in about...
Oh, no, hang on. No, I was based on that manscaping it was.
Oh. I was going to say my probation's up in 5 months, mate. I reckon I'll be landscaping then.
Oh. Andy, you're my favourite, and us psychics, we got to stick together. So you're in my crew, bro. Congratulations.
Sweet.
Thanks for your call.
See ya.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Had one of those moments in your life where you realised, God, you're getting on a bit.
What happened?
I realised, all my friends have started talking about it, our 10-year school reunion is happening at the end
Ellie,
of this year.
You are getting so old.
I know, right?
So old.
I know.
That explains the grey hairs. Your 10-year reunion's coming up.
I know, the grey hairs, the wrinkles, the sprouting.
So you finished in...
2008.
Yes. I finished in 2007.
Cute, you're so old.
Guess what we did for our 10-year?
What?
Nothing.
Oh.
How sad's that?
You didn't have a reunion.
No, everyone was too lazy. Not one person organised it.
Oh, that's sad. Our school organises ours.
Yeah.
Along with the help of a few people in
there. Yeah, because you went to a rich private school.
No, I didn't. What are you talking about?
Oh, my dad's a judge. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, so invites have started to be received by a bunch of my friends for this 10-year anniversary reunion. And I haven't received mine yet. I'm like, that's a bit weird.
Were you naughty?
No, I was a star student. I was like house captain.
What do you get for your end of year? What is it? What do you call it in WA?
We call it TEE is the exam.
So like an ATAR, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I got like 93 or something.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I was
you are a nerd. I mean, congratulations first.
Thank you
secondly,
so much.
Nerd.
Anyway, I didn't come on to talk about how good I am at school.
Yes.
But, yeah, so these invitations, everyone's receiving them. Everyone's, like, posting them, like, oh, cool, got my invite. Haven't got mine. I'm like, that's a bit weird. One of my friends who didn't go to my school, she and I became friends in first year uni, and then she's kind of, from that, has entered my group of school friends.
So she's latched onto the back of your friendship group.
Yeah, so there's like 10 of us in my school group.
Kind of like me and Shepparton.
Yes.
When I moved here over a month ago, Goulburn Valley, I literally have just tagged onto the back of Ellie's friendship group. So
that's why I'm a very inclusive person. I like to
thanks.
Bring people
appreciate
in.
It.
Anyway, so this friend, her name's Shannon. She did go to my school, but in year four for 1 year and then left. And I only came in year six. So we didn't know each other from school. We met in uni.
So there was nothing at school at all.
No,
cool.
No. She has received in the mail an invite to our 10-year reunion.
What?
The class of 2008, John 23rd College, 10-year reunion. Dear Shannon, please join us.
What, after 1 year in year four?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Is that a stitch-up?
I don't know. We don't know how it's happened. And she's just as perplexed as the rest of us. We think maybe it's because she hangs out with our group so much, people have just forgotten that she didn't go to school with us.
They think you guys would be offended if she isn't invited.
Yeah.
When you haven't even been invited yourself.
Yeah, exactly. That's and she weird. Got my invite. Yeah.
Surely it's on its way. Surely.
Yeah, you'd hope so. But I would like to reach out to Shannon.
My dad's a judge. I'll sue you.
Exactly. Oh, I'm going to be mad. What I want to do is call Shannon on the radio. She doesn't know about this. I want to call her and get you to pretend to be my school.
What, like a guy from the, like that works at the school?
Yeah. Saying, hey, Shannon, we haven't received your RSVP yet.
Well, she'll be
and
up.
Just see what she says.
She'll be awake.
Yeah, she gets up early. She'll probably find it a bit strange that she's getting a call at 6 o'clock in the morning in Perth from John 23rd College. But
so I'm going to call her saying, why did you get an invite or are you coming?
Yeah.
Okay, done. Let me just write down a couple. I need some details.
Okay, well, I'll give you all the details off air. Okay. We're going to be doing it next. So stay tuned to see how she responds.
I can't wait. Here we go. Oh, God. Answer.
Mark Lennon, Shannon speaking.
Oh, hi, Shannon. It's David, the alumni officer at John 23rd College. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. How's your day been?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Oh, that's good. I'm just going through the list of RSVPs for the 10-year reunion later this year. I'm just wondering if you will be attending.
Oh, well, I didn't graduate in that year group.
Right, but you got an invite. You're on our list.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't actually graduate in 2008.
Right, but you were invited, correct?
I think... Yes, I did get an invite, but I think it might be a mistake. I only attended JDC in 2000 for 1 year.
Right, but would you be wanting to come at all?
No.
Right, so you got invited, but you don't want to come. You do understand this is an expensive ticket to receive and it's an honour to come.
I didn't graduate from that year group, so it would...
Yes,
yeah,
but you understand the tickets are expensive and you've been invited, so therefore you should say yes or no. So would you like to come?
No, thank you.
Right, this is confusing.
What if all your friends are there, though?
Oh, my God, I knew it was you. I saw your number, and I was like, this is just weird. I was like, this is definitely...
Shannon, it's Josiah. How are you?
Why don't you want to come to our reunion, Shan?
Terrible friend.
But I didn't go to your school. I went there for primary school for 1 year.
How did you get an invite?
I don't know. Like, I literally don't know. I opened the mail and I was like, this is so weird. And like, no one else of the girls, like of my friends, including Ellie, got an invite.
Yeah, so I haven't been invited. It's like, how did you get one and I didn't?
You have to go. Imagine if they thought you were Ellie and you got invited instead. That would be amazing.
No, that's the funny thing. It says to Shannon. Like, they're very clear that it's me, but I just didn't go to the school.
Do you reckon it's because you've been friends with all of our school friends for so long that people just now forget that you didn't go to... Because we always, like, when we're all together, we always forget that you didn't go to our school. Do you reckon that's what they're doing?
Maybe they just think, like, I'm one of the gang.
Yeah. I reckon that's it. They've probably, like, stalked our Facebook, seen that we're in heaps of photos together. Like, oh, yeah, they must be school friends. The rest of
or maybe they think it's because I'm the hottest in the group.
True. There's a very good chance. Or maybe that your year was just so unforgettable that they don't know who was in and who wasn't.
Or maybe it was because there is no one in the year that they liked and they like me a whole lot more.
That could be it. Well, thanks for inadvertently coming on our show, Shan. And, hey, I get a plus one, so do you want to be my date?
I was of you as well. So, yeah, I will be of a date.
Oh, yes.
And you know what? I'll RSVP, yes.
That'd be great. Actually, if I don't get my invite, can you please, like, RSVP as and I'll be your plus one?
I've got a few people that are lined up who want to come.
AKA Josiah.
Oh, God. Yeah, you two can go and I'll just stay here. All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Shan.
No worries. Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
I do not want you to take me out right now because it's only 1.5 degrees out there. Very cold.
Says it feels like -2, though.
Gross.
I like the cold.
I hate the cold. And as you can hear, it has an effect on my body. Because, like, for the last 3 days, you haven't been waking up with Josiah and Ellie. You've been waking up with Josiah and Elliot. Because I sound like a man.
Josiah and Ellie's cold.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I get it. Once a year, I tend to get sick in winter. Usually it's at the onset of winter. So this is a bit late for me. But it always happens, and I always get sick for like 6 weeks. I'll have this cough for. Once I even cracked a rib from coughing too much.
Are you serious?
Deadly serious.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, you hear of people that try to sneeze and try to keep their eyes open. They can't, and they bust a rib or they.
Yeah. Well, I remember I was at work one day and I was on my lunch break and I just had a coughing fit, and then I was like,
You actually cracked a rib.
Yeah, I had to go home. I had to go to the doctor. It was crazy. But then there's nothing they can do about a cracked rib, so you just have to take painkillers. It was actually great, and I got off work for ages. Anyway, what I'm mad about is that every year I get sick, and yet I still haven't got the flu shot.
Yeah, you should probably. But that, you know, so you know how it works, right? Mm. And I only know this from watching the Today Show, you know, the morning's TV shows, is there's a different strain of flu every year. There's like thousands of thousands. Mm-hmm. And so what the injection does, they predict what flus are going to come to Australia. So it's whatever in the winter before in Europe, whatever's huge over there and in parts of Asia, it then comes to, it does like a cycle around the world. So then it then comes to Australia. So what the cold shot, your flu shots are, is it's got certain strains of those flu viruses and it prevents those.
So is the flu the same as just a cold? Because no. I always assume I've just gotten a cold.
No, and I'm the same. You just say, oh, I've got the flu. Oh, I've got the cold. Same.
Yeah.
So the flu, doctors, if you're a doctor, 13, 12, 16, because I am not a doctor. But this is just from Dr. Google. The flu is when you have the same symptoms, but you're in bed and you're literally like shaking. You can't get out of bed and you have
fevers and stuff.
Exactly. That's the flu. Cold is when you are still able to go about normal life with a cough. Exactly. See, she goes now.
Usually I hold in my coughs when we're on air, but I feel like it's fitting for
this
topic.
So you seem to have like a chest cold.
Yeah. Bit of that.
Ew.
I know. Well, lucky for all of us, there's a new website that's come out called flutracker.com.net or something.
Oh, awesome. What does that do?
And it tracks all the instances of flu around the country. And so we've headed on and we thought, let's check out the GV, see what's happening. Turns out nobody's sick apart from one person in Rushworth.
I don't believe that.
in the whole of the Goulburn Valley. We're all healthy as can be.
We're looking at the map
sorry,
now.
Sorry, Wangaratta. There's also, how many cases? 3 fever and cough reports in Wangaratta.
What's going on in Wangaratta?
I don't know. They've been struck
by. Zoom out. Look at Sydney and Melbourne.
Yeah, they're
getting
crawling
in. Melbourne's not too bad compared to Sydney, though, look.
Yeah, well, there's more people
and
in Sydney.
And then you go north to the Goulburn Valley. We're looking pretty healthy.
Yeah, the poor person in Rushworth and those poor 3 people in Wangaratta. You guys all right?
I think maybe just the Goulburn Valley don't jump on the internet and log their cases as much as the capital city folk.
Well, I've just downloaded myself a flu tracker account because I want to be part of it. And I logged that I have a cough.
Oh, has it popped up?
No, I'm really sad about it because I just wanted to see a little dot in Shep. Apparently 15 people in Shep have responded, but everyone's healthy.
Oh, that's good. Good to know.
Yeah, except for me, but now I'm not on there.
Maybe they're like me. They're just used to the cold and they.
Yeah, true. Do you know what I discovered after being in Falls Creek for the weekend in the snow? My little West Australian body is not cut out for the snow.
No. Look, don't get me wrong. I like the cold, but if you give me a choice to spend $1,000 skiing or $1,000 to head over to Bali or somewhere warm or North Queensland or the Goldie.
Yeah.
Send me to the sun any day.
I'm not going to lie. I was sitting on the chairlift one day. The winds were pumping. It was like -3. And I was like, why didn't we just go to Bali?
I cannot sit in a bikini right here, right now.
Oh, God.
Here she goes. Feel better, Ellie. Do you want me to get you a cup of tea? What can I do?
Yeah, heaps of stuff. I've got a list for you.
Okay, I'll go.
Get on Flu Tracker and make me come up as a doctor.
Okay, I'll go get you a little lemon tea and you get the ads on.
Thanks, bud. Stay healthy, Goulburn Valley.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
It's school holiday time at the moment. School reports coming out. Should be around this time. Good luck, kids, if you're listening now. But I've stumbled across a bit of an article about some common school report card phrases that teachers tend to give a bit willy-nilly when they're struggling to say other things that could be maybe a little bit, I don't know, how do you say, mean?
Yeah, a little bit mean. Yeah. It's basically the politically correct way of saying things in this day and age, I'd say.
Exactly, because you can't be like, your kid sucks on the report.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I mean, you should be able to, but you can't.
Yeah, exactly. So before I go into what some of these commonly used phrases are, we thought, who better to get on than a teacher to help talk us through this? So we've called on your father, Josiah.
My dad, Skender. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, thanks for coming in today. Now, you're a school teacher yourself.
Absolutely.
What grades do you teach?
I teach grade 3 and 4, stage 2 level.
Okay, all right.
In New South Wales.
Right, and how long have you been doing that for?
Oh, 35, 36 years, I think it is now.
Okay, so that is a lot of reports.
Can you see where I get my good looks from?
Yeah, 100%. Who? Actually, he's better looking.
Oh, your words.
Genetically.
I mean, I do want to drill you a lot about Josiah because I've got a lot of questions I need answered.
I bet you.
We'll save that for a later time because at the moment we do want to talk about this. If you're writing a report card, do you have this philosophy where you can't really rip into the child too much?
Well, you can't now. No, absolutely. You've got to use the right professional language that will get the message across but still be encouraging.
Right. So is there like a textbook that you're taking these phrases from?
Well, we do have guidelines at school.
Of course. And they, see?
And the executive, we go to one executive level of checking your reports and then to the next and final executive level of checking.
I've lived with my parents before and trust me, it's a big process. Like it's hours and hours and it goes for weeks. It's a big thing. So why don't we throw a few at Dad, things that might come up in that you want to say about the kid and then see how he would change that if he was writing the report. So Ellie, say your kid is very talkative in class. What would you say about them, Dad?
Well, someone who is very talkative would be probably love to share their knowledge or is a very social student.
I got that so many times, a very social
so
student.
So did I.
And so did I.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, what if there's someone who has like tattletales on their peers?
Oh, well, with that you'd say the student has a strong sense of right and wrong. So the dibber dobber would be that. And we have a few of those.
What would you say for a kid in class who is very argumentative?
Argumentative? Well, they like to debate and could possibly be a politician.
not a lawyer.
Or a lawyer or something like that. Yeah. And we'd encourage them in that direction.
Times have changed in the classroom. When I was at school, it was just asbestos classrooms in, you know, 40-degree heat. And we just...
Yeah.
I got report cards that said, Josiah is naughty and he is talkative. That was it.
Well, I got one. Tell me what you think about this. When I was in kindergarten, you got report cards in kindergarten, and mine said, Ellie is well known for her singing on the toilet. I kid you not. That was in my report card. Well, does that mean something?
It does. It means you're very creative.
Yeah.
And you should be into drama and acting and probably radio presenting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the funny thing is, if you got a report card from HIT, that'd be the same thing written on your card now.
And everybody knows that in the toilet you get the best sound for singing.
Exactly. The acoustics are great. And hey, I'm in the business of fresh hits these days, playing hits in old schools, so I was just practicing.
Back when you were rapping in the toilet the other day, there's a different sound of beat coming from it.
That did not happen. Goulburn Bell. Yeah, tell him off. Get your teacher
can't
voice
say
on.
That sort of thing.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolute pleasure.
And we're going to have a long chat off air about Josiah's antics. I really need to delve into that.
We will.
Thanks for coming in, Dad.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
I want to talk about tradies' breakfasts.
Right, okay. As some in what they eat for breakfast.
Exactly.
Right.
So if you've got a weird or a different kind of meal, boys, not just, you know, a bowl of porridge or a Weet-Bix and a coffee, give us a call. I want out their breakfast because I know a lot of you, like I'm talking the majority, don't eat normal breakfasts.
Because tradies get up early, right? They're similar hours to us.
Yeah,
get up
they
early
do.
Start.
Yeah, so whatever's easy. Now, that time of morning, you can't be bothered thinking about, you know, what you're going to have and stuff. I was reading, have you ever been on Reddit, the website?
Yeah.
It's kind of out there blogs that people talk about. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I came across a Reddit blog yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, as my voice finally breaks for the first time in 28 years. Saying, I work, this person was writing, I work at a servo with a bakery in it. Mm-hmm. Some blokes come in every morning of the week, the same guys, they get the same thing, a pie, a sausage roll, a Red Bull and an iced coffee.
Each. What?
Every single morning.
A pie and a sausage roll and a Red Bull and an iced coffee.
Iced coffee every single morning. And most of them, if you see tradies, most of them look pretty fit as well. It's because they're smashing this sort of stuff early in the morning. Their guts must be terrible.
Yeah.
But they have all day to work it off.
Well, they're probably doing a physical trade, like, you know, I don't know, plumbing. You got to get down and dirty. I don't
You've
know.
Been a tradie before, haven't you? Would you believe it if I told you before radio I used to be a tradie?
No.
I didn't think you would.
As in, like, you dressed up in clothes for a tradie modelling shoot?
No,
like,
I wish.
You got to put a high-vis vest on?
I have done my tradie calendar, yes. No, I was a landscaper.
Were you?
5 years before radio, yeah.
Right.
So we used to get up at the crack of dawn, get in the ute in
get
our high-vis and boots. Yeah, what I used to have was you go to the servo, you get an iced coffee and a meat pie from the fridge.
From the fridge?
Oh, you know, like the fridge, the little ovens they have in the servos.
So why are you getting cold meat pie?
Every single morning the same thing.
Oh, and now that were you fat?
No, look at me.
Well, I mean, that was a long time ago.
I'm not a former fatty, no. If I was, wouldn't care. But no, my guts would, I just remember being terrible. I luckily had the metabolism for it to go away. But
so lucky. So
but then I started... I started reading this article and tradies breakfasts. And then I spoke to a couple of mates who are tradies as well. Mm. And the food those guys have is unbelievable.
Right. Okay. So we're putting the call out, the worst tradie breakfast.
Yeah. I want to see, boys, is this true? Is this still a thing in this day and age? What do you guys have for breakfast?
Okay.
Do you still have the meat pie? Do you still stop in at Macca's? Do you still have a sausage roll for brekkie? Do you have... 4 bacon and egg rolls and 5 Coke Zeros. 13, 12, 16. We'll
Nothing
love
wrong with a Coke Zero for breakfast.
No, there's not. What do you have for breakfast? What's the worst breakfast you've ever had?
I once went out for lunch for breakfast after a big night out on the town with some friends and had like a full breakfast, like bacon, eggs and stuff, but it was crap. We hated it. It did not hit the spot. So then on the way home, my friends and I stopped at Macca's and got a family box.
Amazing. Nothing better. Well, I had a mate, how's this, that he was whinging because he was so hung. This is the morning. He's like, I need to go to hospital emergency.
Oh, geez.
We took him to emergency because he was dusty, right?
Yeah.
And he wakes up and he goes in there. He's like, my tummy, like, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
We go to the vending machine, get him a Mars bar and a Red Bull. He hasn't. He's like, I feel better now. He's just hungover.
Oh, geez. Daniel from Toke, you've given us a call. Are you a tradie, buddy?
Oh, I am. Yep.
All right, hit us with it. What do you have for breakfast every morning?
All right, every morning, without a doubt, I go and grab a big, massive iced coffee.
Yep.
It's got to be a sausage roll, it's got to be a pie, and a Red Bull for sure. And I'd probably finish that, half that before the first break, so yeah.
Stop it. So by smoke, are you finished all four?
Nearly, probably three, nearly four, yeah. Love it.
And this is every single morning?
Yeah, just about. I probably spend about $30 on food every day.
Amazing. Daniel, and also, you don't get the small iced coffees as well. It's the 600 mil, isn't it?
Oh, $7.50 for sure.
Oh, yeah, oh my God.
That size of a bottle of wine, why not?
Do you feel good after it? Does your body feel good?
Oh, I feel fantastic. I couldn't go without it.
No, a lot of them do. Daniel, it's just the first week your body kind of has to adjust, but after a week you're fine, you get used to it, don't you?
Oh, yeah, it takes a bit of getting used to it, but it's certainly good once you get used to it, that's for sure.
Do you have a regular place that you go to?
The Yarrowee Roadhouse, every single morning.
Do they know you by name now?
Oh, not quite. I reckon it'll be soon, yeah.
Are you a bigger bloke, Daniel, or are you pretty fit?
Oh, I'm pretty thin, but I've just got a really good metabolism, so I just love smashing food.
That's the thing, mate, because you're having it so early in the morning, you've got all day to work it off. And most tradies, you play a bit of sport and stuff on the side, so it doesn't really affect you except for your guts, does it?
Oh, not much of a sportsman myself, but no.
What trade do you do?
I'm a landscaper.
Ah,
oh, mate, you and
landscaper.
Me both.
Yeah.
Well, I'm impressed and I'm very jealous and I'm considering maybe I should take up landscaping and then I can start having my stupid egg white frittata for breakfast. Who wants that?
Yeah, good.
All right, Daniel, stay off air. I want to talk to you about some retaining walls and some plants I've got.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.